Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210. Hey, by the way, something you may want to check out, getting a lot of response. Nick Kale on Twitter, Kale and Company, the top people that have Trump derangement syndrome, and some of them are local. It's a good list. I forget how many he has up there. I'm not on Twitter at the second, but take a look at that. You'll have some fun with that. Our side question today, the side question is great small inventions. Post-it note. Things that, like this tree, you got to get one. Don't fool around with those stands anymore. You punch a hole in the bottom of the tree with this machine, and it fits right on the little spike that comes out. It's covered. It's not exactly a spike. Within 30 seconds, you got the tree up. My God, I feel liberated. And that's why I'm glad the guy to call in with Velcro, that we have Skechers or Dudes or something like that. All right, Joe Biden. As this scandal breaks, that the Wall Street Journal finally getting people on record that right out of the box, how difficult it was, and they knew it, but the people around them were going to run the country. So there'll be more. I'm sure Bob Woodward, the others are on it. This is a scandal of magnitude and potential illegality here of making decisions. It's not just not meeting with the cabinet. It's not just not meeting with various national security people on a regular basis and all that. It's who actually, in the end, made some of these bigger decisions, like Afghanistan. I mean, it's one thing to make a broad decision, but there are major intermediate decisions, say, with Afghanistan, that only the president could make with the guidance, I guess, of the military. Did Biden say yes or no? And how would they know, since he had this shield around him? And they were going to run it back. So Politico today writes about the worst political predictions of 2024. You can give me any prediction that was the worst. Could be sports, it could be political. I thought telling Biden to do the early debate outside the normal cycle was the worst. Now, maybe they did it because they were trying to, they were trying to undercut him. I told you, why would people go along with this? Because they had untrammeled power. They were mini presidents. I don't know how they came to a consensus if they disagreed. Biden's chief of staff, Ron Klain, is a major player. For some reason, though, he left. I didn't look it up. After 2 years, was it, or three? maybe two, he left. So he wasn't making this. Susan Rice, I think, wasn't there the whole time. Essentially, was it Dr. Jill Biden making all these decisions and saying, well, Joe wants it done this way? How would you know? And Edith Wilson, I made the point at the beginning of the show when Woodrow Wilson, look, the presidency then, how many big decisions were you making instantaneously, day by day? Not a lot. It was a bit sleepier then. She only had 18 months of running the country. Dr. Jill Biden and these others, it seems, have had 4 years or close to 4 years of running the country. Now, how could something, were they artful, meaning were they skilled at this cover-up? No, they weren't. They couldn't even get them to walk off the stage in the way that they wanted. They couldn't compensate for these things. They weren't artful. It wasn't masterfully done. What were the elements? The media willing to go along with it, essentially. Chris Calizzi, who does a podcast now, was a big CNN guy, among other things. Reporter, he talked about it and he apologized. I'm not sure if it's today or yesterday. Here is Calizzi. This is Cut 10 about why he ignored Biden's mental and physical decline.
If that's what's got me thinking about the fact that I probably should have pushed harder on the Biden age stuff, because in retrospect, it's clear that the people close to him knew that at best, he had some good days and some bad days. June 27th, the debate clearly was a bad day. But if the bad day was that bad as he performed on that debate stage, the fact that he had been president without a whole lot of questions being asked about his physical and mental decline, and I'll add, the fact that he continued to be president from June 27th until January 20th, 2025, I think is a little bit concerning and begs the question of, like, what? When did people near him know? What did they know? And why did they not share? I get protecting Biden's privacy, but he's the president of the United States, right? Like, this isn't just your grandpa who you want to, like, take the keys from, but you're not to his car, but you're not totally sure how to approach it. This is the sitting president of the United States who will continue to be, after June 27th, was the president for another 6 months. And we don't know how far back signs of this physical and mental decline went.
All right. So, Chris, not exactly full bore there. He's one of the people on record. Look, the 25th Amendment, I am skeptical of, because we saw it talked about during the Trump years, of who implements this. It has a lot of potential for negatives. So that's why it's up to the media to do all that they can to get to the truth. So here's what I'd like to ask. We have another instance of this that pretty much now in the last week to 10 days, we've seen the media go with the establishment, in my view on this, except for talk radio, maybe Fox News and some others. On a scale of 1 to 10, the media coverage of trying to get to the bottom of the drone situation, I would give at best, when you look at it overall, a 5. Initially, there was a lot of heat, and now they're going along the lines of looking down their nose at people again. And this just opens up conspiracies. So on a scale of 1 to 10, they just haven't done enough to break this loose, to have investigative reporters to do something here. They have more resources than we do to be the ones to do that. That's what they're supposed to do. And they pretty much at this point have given up on it. I would give it a 5. Henry, how about you?
I'll give it a 6.
You give it a 6. What gives you, what do you think they've done to move the ball forward?
That's a good question. I don't really know.
All right, I'll give you the elements of what they should be doing. There are two major elements, maybe three. One, persistency with every person involved at the federal government that acts as a spokesperson or a general or anything else to just not let up on talking about this and getting to the bottom of and saying essentially, well, the American people don't think that answer is good enough. Two is the investigative reporting on this, getting inside, getting informants, getting people that might come forward. They seem to do it on anything else. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm just saying, as predicted, this is kind of sliding into the Christmas holidays, and then people are just waiting until Trump gets there to make a determination about what to do. That's the way I see it. So maybe a five is even generous. All right, let's go to Robert in Bensalem. He's in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert, afternoon.
Hey, Tom, Dan, it's good to talk to you guys today.
What would you give the media on this coverage of the drone thing, Robert?
A one.
I think they're
looking for that uranium they lost, and they just don't want to. We're going through this because they don't want to publicly acknowledge that. Myself,
I guess early on there was more coverage, but those two requirements: persistency with the feds, and two, penetrating this somehow or another. They've completely given up on it.
Well, if the media ever goes above a one in their coverage, it's because they're trying to hold on to their relevancy and their jobs. That's just my opinion.
Right,
now.
Sure.
But I don't think we need to go outside of the House to find a good speaker. I think Jim Jordan's sitting right there. He just finished with his government overreach report, 1,700 pages. He's the obvious choice to me. I think if you bring in somebody from outside of the House, as effective as they might be, you're going to create dissension in the House that will hinder the agenda, okay, in my view.
You know what I mean? There's only one thing, and maybe you're going to say, well, they've tried Johnson. I was even coaching him. Remember, he couldn't talk. He had laryngitis of a sort about using the pineapple juice. He sent me this congratulatory thing. He had a big thing of pineapple juice when he was speaking. So nobody wants him more than I, yet he didn't get over the finish line the last time. It's shocking.
Well, yeah, I think that we ought to stay in-house and go with Jordan, and I'm glad that we dodged a $1.68 trillion bullet by killing that budget resolution. And hopefully we'll have a much smaller bullet when the new one comes out.
Exactly.
For my side question, I wanted to there's a lot of good answers, but I wanted to go with the remote control. It was a invention for a major invention, and it was a big deal to me because, as I said before, if you were a kid in the 60s, 70s, or 80s, you were the remote control. Hey, Bobby, go put that on six.
Yep,
hey, Bobby,
exactly.
Turn that up.
Yep.
But you guys have a great weekend and a great holiday, and I appreciate you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you,
same here, Robert. All right, coming up, Michael Whatley, head of the RNC. A lot to talk with him about on Talk Radio 12.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
10. All right, big issues, big guests. Dom Giordano show, one of our favorites through 2024. Let's go back to chairman of the RNC, Michael Whatley. Chairman Whatley, welcome back to Philadelphia. Merry Christmas. Thanks for a great job in 2024.
Rich, it's great to be on with you, and it is really great to be going into the holiday season, coming off of this election cycle, and realizing it's not just the U.S., but the entire world is thankful for America coming back. And you just look at what's happening really, truly around the world. And you see that everybody is ready for a strong America. They're ready for us to be the leaders of the free world again.
Some of your colleagues now, campaign chairman and others, have started to speak about various things in the Trump campaign. I'm glad to hear that then candidate Trump did not like some of the speakers at Madison Square Garden. You know, some people think you can just blow stuff off. Sometimes mistakes are made. But they said, thank God for Joe Biden, calling Trump supporters garbage in a relative quick news cycle at that point.
Yeah, that was amazing. You know, and one of the best things that we saw was as soon as Donald Trump heard that comment, he immediately owned it. He grabbed it. You know, the fact that we were able to line up a garbage truck
yes.
the next day in Wisconsin, you know, and he leaned into that extremely hard, as he should have, you know, and you think about other, you know, dumb comments that we heard, you know, from folks that were saying, you know, every woman as part of our team was, you know, dumb and weak, you know, it from Cuban, you know, all of
yep.
these different things really leaned into the fact that the Democrats just absolutely think they're better than the average American. And, you know, that really became a very important narrative for us.
Chairman, one of the reasons I wanted to get you back on, too, this was a little bit of a go. Daily Caller, I think you were interviewed or they had some information of how much early on, anybody can with hindsight do this, how much you committed and leaned in around the issue of voter integrity. And I think it wasn't just keeping the Democrats on the up and up. We experienced it here with Linda Kearns and others. We had callers yesterday saying they were reluctant to mail in ballots, some of them even reluctant to vote. But hearing the ferocity of the lawsuits and the skill of the lawyers and being on top of everything that they tried to do, that convinced them, yes, you got to go for it. And they tell other people to go for it and they convince them this isn't like 2020. Talk about the moment you made that decision, because, you know, you had a lot of resources, but you only have so many. Putting those resources into this, making your time, for example, your thought process, you were all over that. That was the big decision.
It really was, you know, and it was the easiest big decision we made for the entire cycle. You know, the very first conversation that I had with President Trump, you know, after he called and said, you know, we want you to take over. And he asked me, what's the plan? Right. How are we going to win? And I told him, we're going to do two things. We're going to do only two things. We're going to do them every single day. And we're going to focus relentlessly on getting out the vote and protecting the ballot. And we have always done get out the vote. That's what the RNC has done for decades, right? But for the first time ever, we're going to have a national election integrity effort. And it was something that he bought into immediately when I laid out how we're going to go about doing it. He, more than anybody, understood the implications in terms of making sure that every Republican voter had you know, an understanding of what we were going to do. Laura Trump could not have been a better partner on messaging this all across the country. We really had two audiences that we were communicating with. One was, as you said, all those Republicans who said, I'm not going to vote. My vote's going to get wasted. They're going to cheat. They're going to take it away. Why would I waste my time, you know, going through the exercise of voting? And we needed to convince them, no, we're real. and this is going to work, and we need your vote. And the second was to anybody who even contemplated cheating or helping anybody cheat, where we said it repeatedly across the country, if you cheat, we will find you and we will prosecute you. And we are making examples of those folks now, you know, that engaged in bad activity, including in Bucks County, you know, that there need to be very real, you know, conversations about those people who violate the law in order to affect an election cycle. So it was a day one decision, and we saw it all the way through. And I'm extremely proud of Linda and the rest of the team we had, not just in Pennsylvania. We had 6,500 attorneys that we recruited and trained all across the country, 230,000 volunteers, and we were in the room every single time a vote was cast or counted in our battleground states.
Yeah, it's now it looks simple. But as I said, I commend you because, you know, you picked the right thing at that point. Resources are not unlimited. At what point, Chairman, did you have a sense? I meant as real of a sense as the Wall Street Journal now lets us see this week. We all thought Biden had tremendous problems. But knowing it and knowing what was going to happen probably in that debate, give me your thoughts when you got around that. How would you know that since the media tried to cover it up other than common sense? Did you have sources? Did you have a sense that he just, you knew almost 100% he couldn't get through it?
Yeah, well, and look, we thought, honestly, that he was going to be able to kind of stage the debate a lot like he did his State of the Union address, which was where, you know, he came up. He was very, very, you know, animated, had rehearsed lines. He had the text in front of him and very powerful for about 45, you know, to 60 minutes. And then he kind of ran out of steam. And we thought, you know, he's going to come out of the gate really on fire, you know, for the debate. And then the very first question, we thought, oh, no, he's not ready for primetime here tonight. And it was really just remarkable to kind of watch it. But I will tell you this. It would have been very easy for the media to say both guys lost. It would have been very easy for them to say both guys were terrible. But Donald Trump wasn't. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump hit his marks. He delivered in that debate. And that was really the knockout punch. You know,
well,
and then when
I
went into the second debate.
Yeah. I thought the CNN anchors, all things being equal, they were certainly a lot better than the ABC anchors in that debate.
Could not agree more. They played it straight. And frankly, I think they had a duty to their, you know, viewers. They had a duty, frankly, to the country to play it straight. And I'm glad that they did. In the ABC, they did not. You know, they clearly put their finger, you know, their thumb on the scale. They weighted it. And honestly, their performance became as big a story as anything else in the second debate because they were so biased. And it really just showed Donald Trump was not just debating Kamala Harris. He was debating the moderators. And the best thing that I saw in that second debate was that he talked right past all three of them to the American people. The mm-hmm. fact that he didn't get exactly. a single question in that second debate about the economy or the southern border showed you how ridiculous it was. Those were the number one and number two issues for every single voter across the country. And for that not to even be a question was really remarkable. So he, you know, went out and delivered his talking points. He was roundly criticized for the debate. But 2 days later, we saw that he had gone up 2 points in the polls because he had talked directly to the American people.
One other area fascinating to me and to listeners about a sense of this, if you had it then. Look, I'm not doing what you're doing. You're as skilled as anybody we've seen on this. But my sense was that Trump was going to win at a certain point. But I bought in a little bit that Harris was going to be close. Not the Iowa poll, which is one of the biggest scandals of the year. But just the other things that we were seeing. And yet her internal polling, it came out now, showed that she was in deep trouble too. What sense did you have at that point, and what were you relying on that made you feel she's not going to make it?
We were watching were metrics, right? So every single day, what I was tracking, what our team was tracking, was what does the early vote numbers look like? What does the absentee voting requests and returns look like? Where are we in terms of voter registration? And when we realized that we were actually going to win the early vote, in Arizona, Nevada, Georgia, mm-hmm. North Carolina, then you think, okay, this is great, because we always overperform on election day. When we saw in Pennsylvania that, you know, he had gone from losing the early vote absentee vote, you know, by over a million in 2020 to 400,000 in 2024, that's 800,000 votes better. You know, when you look at the same differential in Wisconsin and Michigan, where we lost, but we didn't lose by anywhere near as much. You know, and I'll never forget, you know, the conversations that we had at that time, which were, we're in a great position to win on election day, but we, of course, need to win on election day. And we expect to as a Republican. But, you know, when we started seeing, you know, throughout the course of the month before the election, the early vote numbers, you know, coming out of Virginia and North Carolina and Georgia and Pennsylvania, that's when we really had a sense this is very real.
Well, I am still in shock, though, the popular vote. It just tells you how bad, in the end, the Harris campaign and her as a candidate was. Winning the popular vote really takes everything away from them. They can't just scream Electoral College.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and it's important. I think, you know, the fact that we knew on election night who the winner was, we knew that it was a popular vote, and we've not seen anywhere near, you know, the riots, the upheaval that we saw back in 2016 and early 2017 with the protests and everything else, because there's really no way for you to walk away from this with anything other than, you know, Donald Trump won, right? And I think that on the Democratic side of the aisle, you have a party that's in complete free fall right now. You know, there's a circular firing squad. They're trying to kind of figure out, okay, how did we miss this as bad as we did? And the fact is, that when you view America as a social experiment and you think that you're smarter and you're able to tell the American voters what they should care about and what they should think, rather than listen to them and talk about the issues that they care about, that's why they are where they are. Donald Trump won this election because he listened to the American voters. He understood the issues that they cared about, and he talked about it all the time, every single day. Restore the southern border, rebuild the economy, create safe communities, and make sure America is strong enough to, you know, protect our interests and our allies around the world. That's what the voters wanted, and that's what Donald Trump gave them. And as long as the Democrats are going to insist on jamming their view of this country down onto the voters, they're not going to get any better results.
No, without a doubt. So 2025, what's the principal goal for you at the RNC?
Well, certainly first and foremost is we want to make sure that we're supporting President Trump's nominees and get them confirmed so that he can have his administration hit the ground running and get moving on this agenda, this common sense agenda that he ran on. Secondly, we're going to go right into the midterms. You know, we know that if we lose the House and the Senate in these midterms, we're going to lose the second half of his administration. We can't do that. We owe the American people 4 years of fighting every day to make America great again. So the midterm election cycle is going to be absolutely critical for us. And we're on January 21st. That's going to be the focus for us at the RNC.
Love it. We have great people working there. Have a great Christmas. Please come back frequently. Glad to hear you're already on to the midterms. That's exactly the type of thinking we need. Chairman, just read that Daily Caller, as I said, and just saw the moments of truth there. And I'm very glad the right people were making those decisions.
Well, we appreciate it. And I cannot tell you how much I appreciate your listeners. You know, when you think about, you know, the vote that we had in Pennsylvania, 15,000 votes in that Senate race with Dave McCormick coming out the winner. We couldn't have done it without you and your listeners. And you think about the margins that we had all across the country. Kellyanne Conway really put it best. We had a narrow landslide. You know, we won by less than a point in Michigan, less than a point in Wisconsin, a point in Arizona, a point in Nevada, you know, a couple points in Pennsylvania. But it was not a landslide anywhere. But when you added them up, we got there. But every nook, every cranny, every corner of this country, it was the conservative talk radio listeners like your listeners that really, truly came through and made a difference for us.
Thank you, Chairman. Very much. Nice of you to say, too. Thank you. Have a great Christmas.
Merry Christmas, sir.
Thank you. Chairman Michael Whatley here on Talk Radio 1210. Look, we're proud. We're bringing you people even during the so-called downtime of Talk Radio here, like Michael Whatley, taking you inside those big moments where they made those decisions. And Kellyanne Conway, right on, narrow landslide. I'm still amazed they won the popular vote. I'm still amazed at the numbers in Jersey. They really look good for the future. Michigan, I thought, well, given the antagonism of the mob there over Gaza and Israel, maybe I shouldn't have been surprised. But the way I called it, he was always going to win North Carolina. He was always going to win Georgia. Arizona, I thought, was a near short thing. I didn't think Nevada. I thought Michigan, no way. And Wisconsin was a prayer. And I thought we decided in Pennsylvania. It was better than I thought. I thought Pennsylvania would be it, but we still were the major player in this whole thing. I'd love to get your reaction. 855-839-1210. You get on board. Side question today. Give us an everyday, a small, great invention. The all-time small, meaning it's not a cure for cancer, but it makes life so much better. I see some really good ones. So far, we've had Velcro, and then we said, no, you need Skechers or the Dude Shoes, the Post-it note, things of that nature. Coming off, nobody else has had this treat thing. I don't know. I've been told it's relatively new. I'd have to go back and see. You punch a hole in the bottom of the tree. You stick it on this little post inside your stand, which is very easy to assemble. 30 seconds later, your tree is up perfectly, and away you go. Now, that's progress. You know, usually, we got the screws. We have to, they've hardened in there a little bit. Then you get it in, and Rose says, no, 6 inches over this way, a foot over that way. After 18 times, you know, you finally say, that's it. That's where it's going to stand. With this, I couldn't believe it. All right, 855-839-1210, you get on board. Batteries plus bulbs, my buddy Roy, two big stores, Mount Laurel and Northfield, big news. And I've talked to Roy about how this all happened. It takes 5 months of training. They are certified by Apple as an IRP, which stands for Independent Repair Provider for official Apple support to perform Apple phone repairs using Apple genuine parts. For example, how frustrating is it when the screen on your phone cracks? Batteries plus bulbs can repair that easily for you. Yeah, you can go to an Apple store, and you know that they move you along and all, but it seems like it takes forever. Here you got Roy and his team that you know about. You've heard all the testimonials. That's where you should go. And Roy and his team at Batteries Plus Bulbs are knowledgeable and professional. Whether you need a battery for an ATV, motorcycle, watch, alarm system, key fobs, if it takes a battery, Roy and his team can help you. Batteries plus bulbs is more than batteries. Did you know that when it comes to lighting your home or business, both indoors and out, Roy and his team will find the proper bulbs so you get the appropriate light, whether it's LED, smart lighting, halogen, incandescent, fluorescent, or miniature. From everyday batteries to the hard-to-find batteries, Batteries plus bulbs is your single-stop battery shop for your power solutions. For directions and phone numbers for the Mount Laurel and Northfield locations, Mount Laurel's on 73, Northfield's on Tilton Road, just go to batteriesplus.com. Tell Roy Dom sent you. Get great customer service. Batteries plus bulbs. All right, Dom.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Giordano Show. Happened to see this item the other day. And again, it's remarkable. As much as we're seeing wokeism, much as we're seeing DEI and all these things push back on, they still are relentless. This is cut one. Here's the National Script Spelling Bee. They've approved the feminist term woman, W-O-M-Y-N, as an alternate spelling to woman or women. Cut one.
So there's another interesting story that has piqued our attention today, and it has to do with the Scripps National Spelling Bee, yeah, of all things. And it's because they just posted their list of words for the third graders who are going to take the Scripps Spelling Bee. I believe this happens in May. And the spelling of woman, they posed two ways, the way that we all spell it, and also an alternative spelling, W-O-M-Y-N, and that is the spelling that feminists use to avoid having the word men in the word woman. So the Scripps National Spelling Bee, if this word comes up, would also accept the feminist spelling of the word woman.
I'm just looking at all the guys. Why are you shaking your head? Why is everybody
shaking the camera, guys? It's so ridiculous.
Does that strike you as odd? Funny? Yeah. Here's what Scripps is saying. They're saying all the words used in the Scripps National Spelling Bee program are pulled from our official dictionary, Merriam-Webster Unabridged Dictionary. During competition, our policy is to accept any correct spelling listed in our official dictionary that isn't marked archaic or obsolete. The alternate spelling of women is therefore included on our study list because it is listed as an alternate spelling for women in Merriam-Webster.
Yeah, so Kevin, what do you think about
that? All right, so even the Scripps Spelling Bee people, come on. You know, there's no need for that. There's nothing to be gained. And I think she's right. The rationale is, well, we don't want the word men in it. Yet these are the very same people who do want men, or boys at least, biological at birth, to be in women's sports. On and on and on it goes. By the way, if you missed it, we had on Paula Scanlon, and Dan sent me a picture of Paula Scanlon I hadn't seen before, and she told us one of her points of emphasis in registering voters, she's working with Scott Presler now, is going to be Asian Americans across Jersey, particularly churches, Korean churches, and the like. I don't know what the Democrat strategy is going to be, except I told you this guy Gottheimer, Harry Hurley, who knows Jersey better than anybody I can bring you. And I don't know about Matt Rooney's agreement on this, but when I talked to them, Harry said that this guy Gottheimer will be their nominee when the dust clears. And that this guy got caught by the Inquirer of all people, shenanigans on his Spotify list the end of the year of what tunes he listened to all year. He got caught by changing the font and everything else on how it shook out and claiming his kids listened to other things. He wanted full credit that his top five songs were all Springsteen songs. And I asked then, my God, I just don't think Springsteen has that type of hold in Jersey anymore. You know, I could be completely wrong, but going to, and getting caught in doing something like this, if we just pick the right person, and I'll tell you honestly here, I'm not afraid of this debate, and we're going to have these people down at Mulligan's and in person. I'd love to host a Republican debate among the top parties. I'm already thinking about that, as we did with Democrats in Philadelphia. We get the right candidate to win in New Jersey, we're going to win. If it's the wrong candidate, and I've given you the flaws of the two major people, yes, Ed Durr is running, and Bramnick, who we've had on the show around the drones, the major flaw of Jack Cittarelli is he Trump enough? All right, we've heard, and he's moved toward that now. He's been on a couple times. The major flaw of Bill Spadia is there's a little bit of contention that he was against Trump, but it's more, can someone like that win in New Jersey? His views, particularly around COVID, etc. These are the unknowables to see during the debate in the Republican primary. And I'm going to keep an open mind on this, but the candidate, the right candidate, is going to win. Just remember, not everybody is Trump. We know how well Trump did, so you can say, well, just get Trump there in New Jersey. Look, it's not a template that you just take someone and put them into it. It's a person, and we still have not figured out what it is that is the magic of this. So you can't just replicate it by taking a look at the things that he said. Look, I think Trump is wrong right now on the debt ceiling thing. I had John Spicer on yesterday. He agrees with that. Let's just get rid of it. Push it into the Biden thing. Better deal. The debt ceiling is the one thing, as fraudulent as it is in a lot of ways, that gives us a metric with Democrats to push back on. Now they're claiming, and I'm open to the argument, no, it's not. It gives them something that's a lever to hold over us in these debates over the spending. And I've already made the case today, when we played some of it, they're out there contending, hey, these Republicans are holding up funding for pediatric cancer care for young children. The House passed a bill last year for the same amount, or 6 months ago, standalone bill, though, and the Senate wouldn't go for it. So no, they're not trying to stiff orphans or kids with cancer. The bottom line is 1,500 pages. You can imagine all the nonsense that's in there. We barely have scratched the surface. And it is time to fight them on this. So in today's, as far as I can see it, they tried a couple of different things. But I don't know that there's, I would go on record saying, I think there's going to be a shutdown. Then once the shutdown starts, you're going to see Democrats, because they still have the federal administration, they're still in control of the Senate and the executive branch. You're going to see them try to do all kinds of things to increase the misery. And you can say, well, it doesn't matter to me. It's not going to do anything with me. Well, for a lot of people, it might, in a lot of different ways, like travel. Do they end up blaming the Democrats? No, because the media does not position it in that manner. They see as, hey, Republicans, stop it already. The thing is just compromise. It's not about compromise here. It's about curbing, cutting spending, drawing the line here. And Mike Johnson did not. He got caught up in this. And I would agree, he is not the guy to be, this was a test that was failed. But are we going to go through, can these Republicans agree on a speaker? Jim Jordan is a guy that we love, and I just, you know, thank our ability to get him on the show. He's a national figure. He lost the last time. He couldn't get over the finish line. I don't know why. I mean, he certainly would have the pro-Trump people, but Jim Jordan seems to get along with the more moderate people also. He should be the guy. Why did he not get over the finish line and we ended up with Johnson? Has something changed that he would? I think it's unknowable, but I lean toward maybe not. We didn't know Mike Johnson before, so who else is out there? Jordan would be the guy. I mean, I'd love to see something like a Vivek, but that's got a lot of moving parts at this point. Somebody who's actually on the inside, like Jordan, would be the guy. But we're not hearing anything like that. We're hearing just chaos at this point of a sort, and I think there'll be a shutdown. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210. Let me go to Minnie, who is probably the biggest YouTube contributor and actually puts up favorable photoshopping of me and my hair. For that alone, she deserves a Hall of Fame status. Minnie's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Minnie, Merry Christmas to you from Texas.
Merry Christmas and howdy, Dom and Dan. I was just telling Henry that a great small invention would be when cell phones could be used for texting, not just for talking.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That is a huge uptick. Well, on that point, too, I think even more elementary, when we had systems at home where we could leave a message on your phone, your home phone, or any phone for that matter, not just a text. Imagine what it was like before, what you had to go through. Or emailing someone. It's impersonal somewhat, but you can actually be in contact.
Exactly. And my mom, may she rest in peace, she worked for Southwestern Bell, which is our, that's our phone company in this, not like it is now, because now most people, a lot of people don't even have landlines. They just have cell phones.
Yeah, exactly. So, Minnie, but, for 2025, what's going to be your big meme? Do you have anything in mind yet? I see a lot of I see a lot of DeSantis in your memes lately.
Well, okay. So one thing I'm going to do is I'm going to design a logo for old Matt DeSantis, and I'm going to put myself as his number one fan, because that one, the one lady who's a big deal in the Republican Party, I'll give her that, but she's been calling and she seems like she's trying to take my slot as number one fan.
Oh, that's not happening.
So,
who is that? Is that Linda Kearns?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Oh, boy. All right. Wait a minute. Set this up, Henry. A showdown. Minnie and Linda Kearns over what? Matt DeSantis? That's
the number one fan.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Minnie. Have a great Christmas. Text messaging.
Thank you,
Minnie. All right. More coming up. More of your calls coming up at 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All I need you to do is just push pound 1210. You know, we're getting near the end of the year. Good time to remind you, if you're thinking about, look, I'm going shopping for Rose's final present today. Finally, I have it all cataloged out every step of the way where I'm going. But one of the things gets on our mind is unfinished business for the year. And you can say, I'll put it off. I'm not worried about the dentist. I haven't been, or I don't like that. Whatever it might be. Take care of it today. You don't have to make an appointment. During this time, you can make it into mid-January, say. Think about it. And if you have end-of-the-year benefits still you haven't spent, now's the time to act. Get that initial look-see, that diagnosis with Dr. Robert Bentz, my dentist, friend, board-certified prosthodontist who lectures all over the place to other dentists. And one of the things he has done when I first went there 10 years ago, technology. Diagnostic technology, not only making your teeth with John, the artisan who does that with him. But the technology to diagnose, to see things, he recently discovered something with a patient that was serious and others had missed it. But what it gives him is consistency, practical diagnosis that he can tell you and you can see yourself. Dr. Bentz and his team, the Bentz Dental Group, provide solutions for even the most complex dental cases. Other dentists routinely send patients there. Reach Dr. Bentz right now at 610-272-6949 or visit BentzDentalGroup.com. It's the Bentz Dental Group, B-E-N-T-Z. Say it with a smile, 610-272-6949. All right, it is Dom time. And, you know, somebody that's a great listener, I joust with him at times, says that Trump voters actually want a shutdown. I would challenge that. I don't think Trump voters are wanting a shutdown at this point. They want to win on this. They want to win, and it snuck up on us. Nobody paying attention. Christmas time, the drone story in the news. And as a result, we had this ghastly bill that at the 11th hour with Elon Musk doing it on Twitter, We got a lot of attention to it. Now we're in the throes of this. I'm not saying they dread a shutdown, but why would you want a shutdown here? What's the outcome that you think is certain if you have a shutdown? Are Republicans skilled enough to make the outcome? Here's the test. Can they make the outcome of a shutdown be the American people elected us? This is what you wanted. This is what is necessary in order to get this swamp blown up. Can they make that case? Do you have that confidence in them that they can do that? So far, I haven't seen the case made. Now, we're not at the shutdown yet. Isn't that the challenge, though? Now, if you're in the camp that believes the shutdown doesn't matter, we're calling their bluff, all I can tell you is every time this happens, there's difficulty for Republicans. And what ends up usually happening is they get rid of maybe somebody who's the speaker, then we're off on that again, and some of these Republicans come crawling out, and there's battles back and forth around this. Can they make the case is the only thing that matters in the end. You elected us. It was a landslide, narrow landslide, Kellyanne Conway making that point, which it was in some unusual places, even places like Jersey. Can you make the case you elected us to stop this stuff? You got to realize the other side's not just going to roll over. It can get messy. The only thing I see tactically that happened here is, though, why did we let it get to the 11th hour? In other words, Trump, Elon Musk, and others, were they unaware what Johnson was plotting with Schumer, McConnell, and Hakeem Jeffries, this 1,500x number of pages with all this stuff in it? Is it true that Elon Musk, when he finally saw it, took advantage of this to go to Twitter and win the day? All right, you can hit me on that in the last hour. Coming up, our friends over at the Pennsylvania Family Institute, we've been featuring some of their stories as we end the year. We're going to talk to a former judge, Cheryl Lynn Allen. They seem to be thinking that marijuana legalization might be on the horizon. She just wrote a big piece. Marijuana legalization will hurt, not help, vulnerable communities. That and your calls. And think about that. Do you really want a shutdown? Is that what the goal is? Yeah, get a shutdown. We're going to win on this. Okay. Can you make that case? Will it stick? You elected us to do this. That's what we're doing right now. Here's evidence of it. Before we're even in office, we are taking the ball that you gave us and running with it. Here on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.